and that it goes up, 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 and up. There's a seating area upstairs, so you can enjoy the hot bar, and they have an incredible selection. And they have a beer garden.
Yes, I heard this.
So it's Pennsylvania.
What do you think I'm interested?
Yes. We can't do that here in Jersey.
I was told that you want to work in the area because you could go there for lunch
have
and it's fabulous and have a beer.
Yes.
You better walk across the street from St. Luke's at that point. But
and use the crosswalk and the light, please.
Absolutely.
But yes, Natalie, who is the manager of the beer garden, she's wonderful. And she has been all over selecting amazing specialty brewed, micro brewed beers. So the selection there will be, I'm sure, par none. So do check it out. And then the eating experience is just going to be fantastic. So it's worth visiting. Plus it's just gorgeous. Really, your jaw will drop. There are these gorgeous red kind of I don't want to call them like chandeliers, but they're hanging lights fixtures that are encased in this beautiful red circle. So it's just beautiful. It just looks gorgeous. And they're over each register. And the registers are black, so it's the black and red with the silver. And the wood floors over by the health and beauty aid. And of course, like Flemington, we also have a dedicated registered dietitian full time, Miss Olivia, who is wonderful. You will love her, Olivia Fio. She's over there full time for you. Pharmacist too. We have a fully operational pharmacy there with a drive through.
Wow.
So if you're, in a rush or you have a child who's sick, you can just pull up to the pharmacy window. No need to get out of your car to come into the store.
Makes a difference.
Like Flemington, there's a ShopRite from home. So there's a grocery delivery service as well as pickup option. And then all the other wonderful departments we have here in Flemington. So very exciting. A lot of fun. Opening at the end of this month. Our soft opening, grand opening in August.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I think that, you know, it's funny that we started the conversation talking about it being this hub when that store sounds like, you know, why go anywhere else? So I'm making a suggestion. You should have a fitness thing going on there at the same time.
Ooh, a fitness trail.
Really? So you can do your workout, get your groceries, have dinner, and you're done.
Well, the store is extremely large. So if you wanted to start by just doing a quick, walk through of the store,
go
up and down the aisles, even sans cart, just to scope things out, you can go at a pretty good clip. And then, safety first, so you're still walking, but you can do a nice uninterrupted walk, get your steps in, and
there
then
you go.
Pick up your cart and
like
shop
the mall
away.
Walkers. Yes. Instead of going to the mall and being a mall ShopRite
walker,
do a ShopRite walk. That is awesome. Very, very nice. All exciting, exciting things. I'm going to take a very short break, just with one message. We'll be back, and then it's salsa night.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
With iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Did Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon and Hunterdon Helpline, and me, Susan Lax, and Sue Lang-Saponara, registered dietitian with ShopRite of Flemington, because ShopRite of Flemington, as always, is the signature sponsor of Salsa Night, our annual celebration here in Hunterdon County, bringing all communities together, just like the ingredients of salsa, for one incredible party. We are talking food, dancing, vendors, community. We are talking the live orchestra of Ray Rodriguez y Swing Sabroso, and we have an incredible amount of activities going on as well, including salsa instruction and Zumba instruction. We have more food than ever, people. More food than ever. We have vendors who are still calling up. This is the place to be tomorrow night, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington, and it's just going to be awesome. And a shout out to Jake's, who is our beer and wine garden sponsor, and they, like ShopRite, are supportive of us each and every year. Just can't say enough about them. So yes, we do have a beer and wine garden. Unity Bank, again, a sponsor the second year in a row. We're so pleased. And the Hunterdon Healthcare Foundation is also a sponsor this year. We have the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and we also have the Flemington Business Improvement District as sponsors, as well as PSI, Web and Marketing Solutions, and Shout. And they have just done a fabulous job really helping to market Salsa Night. So a big shout out to PSI and Shout. Sue, this is like incredible. And we're hoping, you know, this is rain or shine, people. We have danced in the street and have been showered on, and we've welcomed it in 80-degree weather. So
absolutely
doesn't stop us from doing it. And, you know, unless it's inclement weather, that's a different story. We want everybody to be safe. I cannot tell you the food vendors we have.
Ooh, tell me.
Oh, my gosh. We have a variety of Latino restaurants, including Viva Mexico, here in town, who has also supported us a great deal. Mi Rosita is here again. We have Asian barbecue. We have seafood. We have Ma and Pa Tex-Mex. But we also have, just gourmet American food from Kath's Catering. We have a new one that just came, Jay's Empanadas. And we have, let's see what else. Oh, the Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering.
Yay.
Always good. And, where's the food, WTF? Who's promised me, Tim McRae, who has that food truck. The lines were endless last year because, oh my gosh, the poor boy sandwiches are terrible. And we won't get into the nutrition aspect too. But I saved myself for his poor boy sandwich. I'm not eating them in between. But he promised me a t-shirt. I could only get a t-shirt for Howard, my husband, last year. He didn't have a small. And he said he would bring me a t-shirt because their t-shirts are fabulous too. Just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. We have Allen's Barbecue is coming. We've got a variety of vendors for children, Funhouse Productions. They'll be doing sand art and so forth. We have Perez's Toy vendors coming. They're a new one. We have a variety of our nonprofits that I want to give a shout out to. Safe and Hunted and Fisherman's Mark. They don't stop in terms of giving to the community and taking care of people. Other vendors, New Jersey handbags. We've got Pet Values going to be there. And, of course, we also have some of the Flemington businesses are going to be open as well. But more food, more Northeast Kettle Corn, Oriental Barbecue, I said, the Ice Cream Parlor. I'm going through my list. And I can't tell you how much more we have this year. We're going to have the instruction from almost a start. It starts at 4 o'clock. We'll have salsa instruction so that you can dance when Ray's orchestra begins playing. Zumba that everybody loves, and I've never been able to do it. So I'm going to have to figure out the sweaty part of that. And then we also have instruction that's going to be later on in the evening by Elvis Ruiz, and he's got a dance company as well. Start to look at Facebook, because I'm just going to keep posting all the different things that are coming tomorrow between 4 and 10 o'clock on Main Street in Flemington. And it's just amazing. More food vendors than ever, more music, more fun in the street. And Sue dancing, always dancing, right there. If nobody's dancing, Sue will dance and she will grab you.
That's right.
She will grab you.
I will lead you to some salsa steps, because it's just wonderful to move to this glorious music.
And the activity of the ShopRite booths are just incredible. They're giving goodies out the whole evening and keeping the spirit level up. We also are going to be honoring the founder, the creator of Salsa Night. That's Uncle Pete Vasquez, and making a nice presentation to him because he deserves it. You know, what, 8-9 years ago, he started this at his restaurant at Uncle Pete's that was just off on Main and Mine, and just did it, you know, for an event with the restaurant, and it just grew and grew and grew. And it's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is going to be there with the radio station, as we are here. So, like I said, rain or shine, as long as it's not threatening weather, we just continue. We dance right there in the streets. And I really, Sue, without ShopRite, without the other sponsors, again, Jake's Restaurant, Unity Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare, PSI and Shout, the Chamber, and the Flemington Bid, we could not do this. We could not bring this. This actually cost Hunterdon Helpline close to $10,000 to put on. And it's a fundraiser for us. We actually have a 50-50 going on tomorrow night. We also will be accepting donations. So if you don't want to buy a raffle ticket or whatever, admission is free, but we would appreciate donations. The sponsors help to cover the cost, but it is a fundraiser. So anything after that, because we have to pay for DPW to come in, make sure it's clean, make sure everything's working properly. The police department is on hand. We pay them, great bunch of guys who make sure we're all safe. If a child lets go of that hand, you know, we've got police right there to get them in tow. And so, but the cost is huge, and yet it attracts people to our wonderful community, to the businesses here on Main Street, also who many of them will be open and participating as well. What can you say about Salsa Night, Sue, that if somebody's never gone, like, how do we tell them how flavorful and exciting and engaging? It's become probably one of the largest events in Hunterdon County.
It really is, and I guess I maybe I'll say this. I have a very good friend who's been out to Salsa Night. She lives in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, really.
And see, they come from far and wide.
She says there is no event like this. Aww. So even there, and it's not.
Even coming from New
even
York.
Even coming from New York and the five boroughs and everything that there is out there, because there's so much. And it's not that there's no other event that's maybe as well attended, but, and there's maybe not that there's no other event that has the streets closed off so that you can dance. It's our community. And that's why I say our community is so great. We really are so blessed here in Hunterdon County. And it's that, it's the feeling, it's the vibe, it's the buzz, the hum in the road, people mulling about and laughing and smiling, and that music starting and people just letting out and dancing in the middle of the street. And it's not a prescribed dancing that people are dancing this choreographed special way. It is just everybody just truly enjoying themselves and letting go and moving and dancing to glorious music in the middle of the street. It is such fun. And I think it's because of you. So you, I hope, will be there to not only enjoy this, but contribute to that wonderful experience that is par none. It's a unique spot.
And if you want more information, again, it's presented by Hunterdon Helpline, and it's Hunterdon Hispanos Division, 908-782-4357, 782-4357. You can also find information on our website at www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org. And, of course, like I said, I'm going to be shouting out on our Facebook page as well as tweeting all the wonderful things that are going to be going on, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Main Street, Flemington, between Mine Street and Kapner. And as Sue says, you guys out there, you make it successful, and we hope to see you. Unfortunately, Sue, I've got to end the program. Boomer's World is coming up next. It was a pleasure, as always, and I'm going to see if once Salsa Night is over and I calm down a little bit, I want to go to some of those adult cooking classes. So hopefully I'll see you there. Thank you so much, and thanks ShopRite again for sponsoring Salsa Night.
My pleasure. Thank you, Sue, for having me, and I hope to see you in the aisles at your ShopRite of Flemington.
Always. Take care.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. There's still no word today on what may have driven a 24-year-old man to open fire inside a military recruiting office and a Naval Reserve Center in Chattanooga, killing four Marines. Governor Bill Haslam tells Fox News the fact that no one could have predicted this is what's really worrisome.
Evidently, the shooter wasn't on anyone's radar. There was nothing that could have helped us predict this. I think does make you a little bit more concerned as a public official.
The FBI is investigating Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz's actions as domestic terrorism and trying to determine if he may have been inspired by ISIS. The young man was eventually killed by police. Governor Bill Haslam says Chattanooga will recover.
We have felt the prayers of the nation, and we're
Say.com. You never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because Pet Savings USA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months